after his legendary career on the racetrack. Dale Jarrett taken over as the NBC studio analyst. Of course, NASCAR Hall of Famer, doing a fantastic job for NBC. And he's in here for the weekend, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Great to have you aboard, and exciting to have NASCAR back at the Michigan International Speedway. What kind of weekend are you looking for?
This is going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to the competition side of it. Since they were there just back in June, who has figured things out a little bit better? Joey Logano was the class of the field that day, but who steps up and has improved things, knowing what they have at Michigan, and are we going to see another driver lock themselves into the playoffs that isn't already locked in? So a lot of interesting storylines, and then just great fun racing from Michigan. I've told people for years and years, from the first time that I raced there until I retired in 2008, that Michigan was the favorite track for me to race on, because it had a little bit of everything. So and the gentleman we were just listening to there, Denny Hamlin, will be a factor in that too, because I think he and his team are probably on one of the strongest roles of any driver team combination right now.
So you enjoyed coming to Michigan. Did you have much success here, Dale?
Yeah, I think I won four times there. I won my first race at Michigan in 1991, beating Davey Allison by about 8 to 12 inches. So that was exciting to get that win for the driving for the Wood Brothers at that time. It's one of those places that you, as a driver, sometimes we get caught up and don't think about what we do as drivers and how fast things go. But when you talk about 200 miles per hour at a racetrack that has such long corners, but you can use the whole racetrack to race on, it's just a fun scenario for most drivers.
Yeah, you see some four wide, certainly three wide out there makes for some intense moments, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And you know, we've seen these restarts be so exciting for the fans. It's crazy for the drivers. And as I talk to them, at just what goes through their head on these restarts when they get three and possibly four wide, it's just unbelievable the moves they make. But they understand that that's when they have to really make things happen. And it's become such an exciting event for the fans to watch. So, but you get yourself in that position, especially in the wrong position in one of those situations, where you might be in the middle, you find yourself going backwards. So you've got to be very calculating in the moves that you make, because you trying to pick up one spot, it may end up costing you four or five, and that could take you 15 or 20 laps to make those back up.
Pretty familiar names, Dale, at the top of the point standings.
Yes, you know, as we look and rules change and we talk about the rules package and the things that have changed this year with the cars and the less horsepower at places like Michigan that they have, still you see the same names, that the better drivers with the better teams are going to rise to the top. And, you know, that's basically, you know, what the sport is built around are those names. And, you know, that's who's going to battle for the championship. But when you look at things right now, even though that Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch from Joe Gibbs Racing and Denny Hamlin, they have a lot of wins between the three of them. There's still a lot of very good drivers and teams out there that could shake things up. So, you know, we're only four races from the playoffs starting now, and things are starting to get a little more intense as drivers that aren't locked in try to accumulate as many points to make sure they're part of the playoffs in just a few weeks.
Do you ever miss it, Dale, or is it too late for that?
Yeah, it's been over 11 years now since I retired, but yeah, it's still in your blood. You know, those first few years were very difficult because competing was something that I'd done for 31 years, and so it was tough to get over it. Being able to be around the sport in another capacity certainly helped that at times, but it also had me at the track all the time and wishing at times I was back in a car. But I know now at 62, have no business out there with these young guys, but they still fun to think about it, and I was very fortunate to have a very good career.
I don't know of anybody that's made a smoother transition to the broadcast booth than you. You're just a natural there.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I enjoy the sport. I'm able to talk about what I know about and try to relate it to the fans. I'm not going to use words that they don't understand because I'm not that smart. So hopefully it comes across pretty good. But I really enjoy it. And you know, it's not just getting on and talking. You know, there's work and research to do. My dad told me that it was going to be a lot harder in being an analyst than what I thought if you wanted to do it right. Kind of like driving. You get out of it what you put into it.
Well, you don't want to make mistakes, do you?
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Those come back, especially this day and time. They play on forever.
Yeah. you won Daytona three times. Highlight of your career?
Yeah, as far as single races, I mean, that's just unbelievable to think that there's only, I think, maybe three other people that have won the Daytona 500 more than I have, and that's just amazing to me. Denny Hamlin was speaking about winning two Daytona 500s, and he'll have chances to win three and maybe four along the way. But then winning the championship in 99, you know, when you look at what you're out to accomplish, and at that time you had to run all 34 races and you had to perform at a high level. That year we finished in the top 10 29 times in 34 races. So that was a huge accomplishment in getting that and equaling something. My dad had two championships, but to get that one and be a father-son combination that had cup championships was pretty special.
And the Brickyard, that turned into something special, didn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, I never imagined, because I wasn't going into open wheel racing, that I would have the chance to race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. And to get there and be able to do that and then to win a couple of times and visit that victory lane. We started the tradition in 1996 of going out and kissing the bricks after it's over, and every winter since that time, regardless of what kind of car you're driving, has continued that tradition on. So pretty special place, and just honored to have raced there, but to have won a couple of races there.
Legendary NASCAR Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett with us. Dale, the last, I'm going to say last 10 years, it seems like every weekend when you guys come to Michigan, there's some weather issues. This weekend, nothing. It's going to be absolutely ideal. Does that ease up the driver's tension a little bit?
Oh, no doubt, yes. You know, and you understand that, you know, it's summertime and thunderstorms pop up and things happen. It's totally out of our control. But I've been following the weather all week just looking at that, and it does. It takes one thing off of your mind that you don't have to worry about, so you stay totally focused, knowing you can kind of stay in your routine throughout the whole weekend and get everything done. The race is going to be on time. You're going to get the 400 miles in. And so that just puts one thing aside that you don't have to be concerned with anymore. The track shouldn't change overnight or anything like that because of the rubber getting washed off. So it is nice whenever you get a weekend. It's not going to be too hot, but it's going to be nice for the fans to sit out and enjoy a great race.
How do you enjoy working for NBC?
We've got a great crew at NBC. I tell you, everyone does such a fantastic job. Rick Allen and Steve Letarte, Jeff Burton, and we added Dale Earnhardt Jr. last year. Mm-hmm. So they carry the race on, and I work on the pre-race and post-race show with Kyle Petty and Chris DeVoto. They're outstanding. And then our whole team of pit reporters, Kelly Stavis, Dave Burns, Marty Snyder, and Parker Kligerman do such an outstanding job. And I tell you, there's over 100 people every week behind the scenes that make everything happen. And it's just incredible the amount of work and effort that's put forth to bring the best show possible to the fans out there. So I'm really proud to be a part of NBC and their coverage.
Looking forward to it this weekend. Pick us a winner, Dale.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that I wish I had that right on the tip of my tongue. It would be great, and know that it was going to be that. I think what I have seen over the last few weeks, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch. I just think he's had a couple of off weeks here, uh-huh. And I think that as far as they've competed at a high level, just had some things happen, and I think that it's time that he gets back to victory lane, and that's who my pick would be.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early today. You're a class act. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Dale Jarrett, legendary NASCAR Hall of Famer.